please repeat. Anvanchamana janani brihat chalat. Shroni bhara kranta gati sumadhyama. Javena visransita kesha bandhana. Chuta prasuna nugati paramrashat. Anvanchamana janani brihat chalat. Shroni bhara kranta gati sumadhyama. Javena visransita kesha bandhana. Chuta prasuna nugati paramrishat. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada. While following Krishna, Mother Yashoda, her thin waist overburdened by her heavy breasts, naturally had to reduce her speed. Because of following Krishna very swiftly, her hair became loose and the flowers in her hair were falling after her. Yet she did not fail to capture her son Krishna. Purport. Yogis cannot capture Krishna by severe penances and austerities, but Mother Yashoda, despite all obstacles, was finally able to catch Krishna without difficulty. There's a lot of difficulty for Yashoda. Anyway, we'll talk about it. This is difference between a yogi and a bhakta. Yogis cannot enter even the effulgence of Krishna. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti kotishu. Brahma Samhita 540. In that effulgence, there are millions of universes, but the yogis and the gyanis cannot enter that effulgence. Even after many, many years of austerities, whereas bhaktas can capture Krishna simply by love and affection. This is the example shown here by Mother Yashoda. Krishna therefore confirms that if one wants to capture him, one must undertake devotional service. Bhaktyamam abhijanati yavanyascha smitatvataha tato mam tatvato gyatva vishate tad anantaram. Bhagavad Gita 1855. Bhaktas enter even the planet of Krishna very easily, but the less intelligent yogis and gyanis, by their meditation, remain running after Krishna. Even if they cannot enter Krishna's effulgence, they fall down. End of the purport. Anjaveena vinsrasita kesha bandhana chuta prasunanugatihi paramrishat. While following Krishna, Mother Yashoda, her thin vest overburdened by her heavy breasts, naturally had to reduce her speed. Because of following Krishna very swiftly, her hair became loose and flowers in her hair were falling after her. Yet she did not fail to capture her son Krishna. Did not fail. Meaning, she captured, did not fail to capture. Mother Yashoda binds Lord Krishna. Here's the chapter, here's the theme. So you had been following through this chapter for some time now. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. And that was Diwali, yes? Do you remember? You forgot? Or you don't know? You forgot means you knew, but then you forgot. That's one thing, and you never knew this. That's another thing. That this pastime took place on day of Deepavali, around the time Lord had, Ram had returned to Ayodhya. That's another, in another age, previous age. So that day, this wonderful pastime, Damodar Leela, takes place. It's amazing Leela, wonderful Leela, wonderful Krishna, wonderful Yashoda, and her attempt to capture Krishna, bind him, punish him. And a series of events had taken place, as you have gone through. Krishna got up on his own that morning. Uti uti Gopala. That did not happen. I mean, every morning she used to wake him up as if he had been sleeping all night long, thinking that he was sleeping. But Yashoda also did not know he was out in the forest. Kunja Bihari, that all night long he had been doing Kunja Bihar. And but just prior to, anyway, I think we'll have to go faster than that. So Krishna on his own, he got up. Yashoda was not around. This was exception. Probably only day in his Krishna's life this happened. that he gets up, or he was not even woken up. Only he was hungry, so he got up. Thinking of honoring Mahaprasad Govinde Prasad. Yashoda was not around. Yet he had to look for Yashoda. Where is Yashoda? Maya, Maya, where are you? Where are you? And well, this is Krishna is looking for Yashoda. Krishna is looking for his devotee. Yashoda, Yashoda, Maya. So that's the already the affectionate relationship. So finally, as Krishna has found Yashoda, and well, normally she would run to him, but she remained busy churning the butter. And Krishna was not very happy. The child was not very happy that she thinks her household duties are more important than attending him. During early morning hours, she doesn't come to you and wake him up and doesn't feed him. Instead, she is busy taking care of churning business. So as he stood there watching Yashoda churning the butter, which was of course for him only, and there is already more wonderful description of Yashoda. We are hearing something in this verse, but you had been hearing, reading in the previous verses also the description of Yashoda. She is a lady, of course. Vasudeva Goswami, Goswami, he doesn't mind describing the beauty of woman, a lady, Yashoda, the way she is churning and and what is happening to her. Earrings are going this way, that way, and the bangles are there, they are making some sound. And the breasts and the hips of Yashoda. She's an elderly lady. So the larger hips. Sukadeva Goswami is taking a note of the personality of Yashoda, describing Yashoda. he's continuing here. She is sumadhyama, thin waist, heavy breast, large hips. As a result, she is finding difficult time to run swiftly. Her speed has been slowed down. And also while she was churning butter, there's also mention of even then the flowers were falling down. Because the flowers were thinking, this is a thought of our acharyas, are thinking. They say that the flowers are thinking. Flowers are, what are they doing? Flowers are thinking. And flower could think. Actually, we should be at the feet of this lady, not on the head of this lady. That is not our position. We should be at her feet. So they are one by one or many at a time are falling down at the feet of Yashoda. This is also a description or Sukhdeva Goswami has taken note as if, and well, he is watching that pastime, he is right there and taking notes, and hairs are loosened, the flowers are falling down, look at the hips, and this and that is, and he's writing that down. And as we read and hear, then we paint the picture again. The lady and this and that and the pot and the churning, and Krishna arrives, and so it is not audio, but it is also video situation. Nothing is left to our imagination. All the information is there. So as Krishna's stood there, hoping that she would take note of his presence and rush to him. But as that did not happen, he wants to stop this business of churning. And he's wondering how this could be stopped. So he quickly rushes forward and he captures the churning rod. And with that, everything stops. Well done, well done. Good boy, good boy. Very intelligent. Mother Yashoda is very impressed with her son. Not only he is growing in age, but he is also becoming more matured in his intelligence. Of course, he did not consult anybody how to stop. Just do one act and everything stops. He could have held Yashoda's hand, but she could have gone on with another hand. Or he could have done other things, but churning could have probably gone on in some form, in some shape. So only way to stop this was to, probably you could not have thought this. If you had to stop your mother churning the butter, then Krishna, very intelligent, he captured and everything, full stop, everything stopped, stand still. And then Yashoda, well, even then Yashoda was not, well, accepting him or So you're still in her, in the mood of churning butter or not paying attention to him. So Krishna jumped as Yashoda's was still standing. Krishna jumped with one foot on her knee and he jumped. His target is her breasts. He is hungry. Hence he is angry also because he is hungry. And then realizing that the child is hungry, Yashoda sits down and begins feeding the breast milk. Yashoda cha Mahabhaga. Yashoda very, very fortunate that the stanam, that the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead drinks her breast milk. That is a good fortune of Yashoda. So she sits down and begins feeding. And well, he had just started his meal or drinking the milk. And soon there was a sound from the kitchen side. The sound of overflowing of the milk. You have heard that sound? You know that sound? Are you familiar? Matajis are familiar. So immediately Yashoda had to attend to that milk. So his belly was just not even half full. She dumps him and rushes to the kitchen. So there was another reason for Krishna to be angry or angrier. More angry. So, first that milk is for him. So in the service of the Lord, in the service of the Lord, see, he runs there. There's a Krishna consciousness involved. Also, she wants to save the life, save the milk. Save the milk from committing suicide. The milk is thinking now. The flowers were thinking before. Now who is thinking? The milk is thinking. Milk was thinking. That soon Krishna will drink me. I would be very fortunate. That would be perfection of my life. But now, as milk took the note that he is drinking his mother's breast milk, he is not going to drink me. Oh, what good is my life? He is not going to drink me today. I'm going to give up my life. Oh, how could I give up my life? The fire is around. So milk, the pretext of the overflowing, milk is throwing itself or himself into the fire to commit suicide. And Mother Yashoda wants to stop this act of suicide. That's another reasons is running into the kitchen. And, well, then Krishna was left all alone for a few moments, and as he was angrier, only thing he could see was the butter milk pot. So he takes a rock and breaks it, the butter at the top and the buttermilk at the bottom. Everything is all over in that room. Well, till the breaking point it was okay, but now he did not realize this is what would happen. The butter all over. And very soon Yashoda is going to be coming back. So he's scared. And he wants to, he's fleeing in fear. He's very fearful now of Yashoda coming and capturing him, beating him. He wants to hide, so he runs out of that room. And as he ran through the flood of butter and buttermilk in that room, and as he walks out, he left the footprints, impressions, so that Yashoda could very easily follow him. A big Nanda Bhavan. He had not realized that he would be leaving some signs, footprints, with the buttermilk footprints. So as Yashoda returns and the whole catastrophic situation there. See, who else? That's him, must be him. That must be him. Who is he? That must be Krishna. So now, where is he? He's not on the scene. So he's now following those footprints, going all over Nanda Bhavan. And this time, she has a stick in her hand. When I find him now, I'm going to beat him. I'm going to teach him some lessons so that he would behave in future. So Krishna in the meantime had gone to the right spot at the right time. He found another, the butter pot hanging from the ceiling, and as he was hungry, only little milk he had taken. And so much more he had to eat, so he climbs up. Well, it's too high for him to reach, so he's thinking, how could I reach that? And he looks around. What does he find? He finds a mortar, and he drags it, places right underneath that the butter pot hanging from the ceiling, climbs up. And then he reaches the butter and is enjoying Maya Mohi Makhana Bhavai. Yashoda, of course, that morning he's not saying that, but he said that another time. Oh, Yashoda, you know, Yashoda, I like butter. You know, I like butter. your chappan bhog and this and that. I don't like that. I like butter. Maya. So he was relishing butter, not eating butter. He was relishing that butter. And when his belly was full, he was also, he invited some monkeys. Come. Charity begins at home when he was full. Then he's remembering, okay, monkey friends, please come. And you know, you dear monkeys, and I'm very grateful to you, you know, last time we were together, you helped me so much. Especially building that bridge to go to Lanka and then battle with Ravan. You fought, not caring for your own lives. I'm very grateful. I'm very thankful. But that time I was just a forest dweller. I had nothing to offer you. But now I have something, a little butter for you. Please take this butter. Thank you, monkey friends. So this also thought of the acharyas. When Krishna is feeding the monkeys, he's thinking of the monkey army. And he wants to reward them. Express his gratitude, not just lip service, but to do something practical for those who helped him. So he was helping, serving those monkeys by feeding the butter. At the same time, he was aware that, you know, very soon Yashoda is going to find out. She must be looking for me right now. So with his sidelong glances, he was keeping an eye on Yashoda. And finally she was there, and not by herself, but with stick in the hand. That explains a lot what is on her mind. Now she is not going to spare me. So he jumps off the mortar and begins running. And Yashoda is running right behind him. Anvanchamana janani brahachala. The following Krishna swiftly. Now it is happening. She is following Krishna very swiftly, janani and vanchamana. And what kind of janani? Brahat chalam. Brihat, well, or the hips are, and the breasts are large and heavy. Bharakranta. She is loaded with a heavy breast. As a result, her speed is slowing down. And she is Sumadhyama, which is sign of beauty. Sumadhyama or Mandodari. That lady also was very beautiful. Wife of Ravan was beautiful. Hence, she gets the name Mandodari as Hanuman was looking for Sita in Lanka. He was going from palace to palace to palace to palace. In one palace, he saw this Mandodari. Her beauty resembled Sita's beauty. I mean, close. Especially Mandodari. She was also Sumadhyama. Lord Krishna also had addressed gopis as Sumadhyama. Swagatam, O Mahabhaga. Karavami kim. You are welcome, you are welcome. Sumadhyama, oh beautiful ladies, you are welcome. But actually you should not be here. You should go back. So Sumadhyama, the Yashoda is Sumadhyama. Javena because of going very fast. Visransita kesha bandhana, the hair, the flower in the hair. In South India, this happens. We were just there a few days ago, and ladies coming to the temple also had flowers in their hair. So as she's trying to go fast, the hair, the flowers would stay intact in the hair if lady would walk gently or in a normal speed. In order for flowers to fall down, what has to happen? There has to be some movement, some speed. So that is what Sukadeva Goswami is pointing out. She is running. She is doing her best. She is not fast enough. Because Krishna is fastest. He is very fast. And she is trying to catch up with him. But she is not able to do so because this and that. And as she is, as a result, she is slowing down, but there is a speed. She is fast enough so that the flowers would fall down from the hair. And Krishna, Krishna's birth on the Nandotsav, news of Nandotsav spread all over Braj. Nanda ke ghar ananda bhayo. Nanda ke ghar ananda bhayo. Nanda ke ghar ananda. What happened? Where are you going? You don't know? Others said, you don't know. Nanda ke ghar ananda bhayo. They were not saying Krishna has taken birth or Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, they have given birth to a son. They were saying, Nanda ke ghara ananda bhayo, ananda bhayo, ananda bhayo. Anand has appeared. The happiness has appeared. in the home of Nanda Maharaj. Who is Anand? Krishna Anand. Krishna is that Anand. He is the source of Anand. Anand cannot exist without him. He is Sachidananda. That doesn't make him impersonal. Oh, he is Anand. God is truth. God is beauty. God is great. And these terms are used. That does not make God impersonal. Oh, his beauty, his truth, means his finish, his only truth. He doesn't exist, he's just the truth. Oh, he's just Anand. He's just Anand. And you just have to experience Anand, and that's all. Brahmanand. Experience the bliss of Brahman, and that is God. Well, that is also God, partially. But, yeah, Krishna, God is a person, and that is what they were talking about. Yashoda has given birth to Anand, Krishna Anand. That's why we are going, and not only going, we are running. And when those ladies were running, all the roads were leading to, there was one destination from all 10 directions. Everyone was running to Gokul. Ladies and gentlemen and boys and girls, they're all running. They could not walk. They could not walk. Someone was dragging them. Krishna was adding some speed to their movement. And anyway, the point here is, there also, Sukadeva Goswami says, as those ladies going, walking, or even in kind of running towards Gokul, the flowers were falling from their hair. And Sukadeva Goswami says that all the roads were, the flowers were everywhere. Instead of talking how many people, how many ladies were going to Gokul, he doesn't say how many ladies were going to Gokul. He says ladies were going to Gokul and the hair, the flowers were falling and all the roads were, there were flowers everywhere. They were walking on the bed of roses or other flowers, malathi or this flower, that flower. All those were walking on the bed of flowers because so many ladies had walked ahead of them. So those ladies, their hair falling. And here Yashoda, her hair also falling. Chuta. Krishna is Achyuta, but the flowers are Chuta. Chuta prasuna anugatihi. She was followed by flowers falling after her. So she is running after him. And she has a stick in the hand. And Krishna is scared. Could you imagine? Supreme Personality of Godhead is scared. That who was it? Kunti had difficulty understanding this when she was offering prayers to Krishna, who was now Dwarkadhish, and seated in a chariot and ready to return to Dwarka. This is in Hastinapur. And she remembered that pastime, this pastime of Damodar Leela. And she is bewildered. I am bewildered. I am bewildered. And she remembers, you are so much scared of Yashoda. You are not even daring to look at her face to face. You are looking down. And you are trembling. And tears were gliding down your cheeks. Yadbhayat vato Kapil Dev says, Lord Kapil, he is the Lord. That why is the air moving? Because the air is scared. A demigod is in charge of air is scared. So he wants to do his duty properly. Vato, Vati, and Suryaha Tapati. I remember that verse that Kapil Dev says. The sun is giving the light and the rain is, Indra is doing his duty of the showers, the rains, because they're all scared of Mayadhyakshena Prakriti Suyate Sa Chara Chara. He is the superintendent. He is all in all. He is cause of all causes. And he is Ananta Koti Brahmanda Nayak. He is. But what you were doing that time, I saw you. You were trembling. You were scared. You were shedding tears. That was Kunti. And so, Yashoda is running and running. Took quite some time. To finally capture Krishna without fail. Translation is finally. Paramrashat. This verse ends with Paramrashat. Finally, Krishna was captured. By that time, there was afternoon. The pastime started in the morning. And running all around, all over. The whole morning was just Krishna is running and Yashoda is trying to catch up with him, catch hold of him. So he's only captured. Yeah, you will be hearing. It is by his swabandhane. He allowed to be captured. Krapaya asita swabandhane. Drishtva parishramam krishnaha कृपया आसीत स्वबंधने. दिस इज द क्रक्स ऑफ द मैटर. By seeing the parishram, drishtva parishramam Krishna. Krishna saw, Krishna drishtva parishramam. Krishna saw the hard labor of Yashoda. Then kripaya, out of his causeless mercy, Asita Swabandhane. He has come under control or the bondage now. Yashoda is going to, she has now caught hold of him. But now Yashoda thinks, well, I cannot leave him alone. He's so scared today. If I leave him alone, he may go away, he may run away because he's afraid of me. He may not stay at home. He may go elsewhere. He may go into the forest. It would be very difficult to then find him. So I better keep him at home. And I could do so only if I bind him. This is Yashoda's logic. Why bind him? Because he has caught hold of him and all that. But why bind? If he is not bound, he may go away, because he's very much afraid, very much scared. So he wants to bind him. First, catching hold of him was quite a task. And next assignment was to bind him up. And that was not easy thing to do. Well, she did think, as you will read through, she thought it was, he's just a baby boy and I will tie a rope around his neck, not neck, the waist. Like a cat or something. And I'll tie him up. How big is he? Is that, his waist is that? Oh, that's maybe 9 inches or maybe 1 foot at the most. So probably she bought the rope that was that long. And was trying to put rope around his West. But what happened? Amazing thing happened. But that long rope and that round his waist. Why am I not able to tie him? It's short. How much? 2 fingers. 1, 2. 2 fingers short. Oh, only 2 fingers short. Okay, I will get another 2 meter long rope. He managed to get another rope and tied to the earlier rope and short again. How much short? And more rope, and more rope, and more rope. Neighboring ladies were helping out with the ropes. Hey, take my rope. They wanted finally finally he has been caught white-handed, not red-handed. White-handed, white butter. So Yashoda always said, "You are only complaining. You should catch him and bring him to me. Then I will believe that he steals the butter." "No, I don't believe. I don't believe. You think there is no butter at our home? We have 900,000 cows." But as complaints continued, and so that Diwali day, she thought, "Okay, fine, there's lots of butter at home, but maybe it is not good quality because the butter is churned by the maid servants and others. Today, I will do this myself." And with the milk of the very special cows, they are also fed very special grass and special water and their milk and their yogurt and then that butter. So that's how she thinking that maybe butter is not good quality at our home. So she was personally churning the butter that day. So, and that's why she did not attend to Krishna. She got up and started churning butter. So then, as the ladies were helping with the ropes, it is said she even went to Goshala and took the ropes from the cows. Cows were untied. So all that rope, and every time the rope was 2 fingers short. So what's going on here? What is that? Is Damodarashtak last prayer? Namaste stu dhamne spura dipti dhamne twadiyo darayatha vishvasya dhamne. I offer my obeisances unto the rope. Namaste, namaha astu te dhamne. O rope, O dear rope, I offer my obeisances unto you. Spura dipti dhamne. You are aboard of the effulgence. You are effulgent rope, or there's effulgence all around there also. Twadiya, twadiyo darayata vishvasya dhamne. You are twadiya udar. Your belly is vishvasya dhamne. You are abode of Vishwa. You are abode of entire universe. And not one universe, all the universes are within you. Twadiya dara udarayata vishvashat. Your udar, your stomach, your belly is abode of, residence of all the brahmandas. So if the brahmandas are within him, how long rope do you need? just to put the rope around the earth, you need how long? 25,000 miles or kilometers? You don't know. So that long rope just to put around one planet and more planets and more planets, more planetary systems and one universe and another and another and another, and they're all in Him. So you need a rope that goes all around all the universes. Huh? So that's that is the Lord. That's Him. So tying Him up, who is going to tie all the universes together, bundle them up? He's just a child, but there are these matters underlying, not mentioned here. You know, he is a supreme personality of Godhead, and he is from him all, from his expansion, Balaram and Shankarshan, and then Mahavishnu, and from the pores of Mahavishnu, the body, this pores all over, all the universes come out. And so he's not being described here as supreme personality of Godhead. That's the beauty of Vrindavan pastimes. That's the beauty of also this relationship, Vatsalya Ras, mother and child. But it is there, but not spelled out. Or even if it is not understood, have eaten dirt. When Balaram says, "Ye have taken dirt." No. Not me. I'm a good boy. Not me. No. Sishuddha also had a stick. Open your mouth. Yashoda looking inside the mouth. And what was there? Whole Brahmand was there at Brahmand Ghat. Whole Brahmand inside the mouth of the Lord. And within that Brahmand, Yashoda said, "Oh, there's the earthly planet also. Look, I'm seeing Earth. Oh, India. India. And that's the Delhi Agra Highway, National Highway. There's also Jamuna there. Gokul. And Yashoda. Inside the mouth, she saw also Yashoda herself. And she has a stick. And Krishna in the front, in this whole dialogue going on. What was outside was also inside there. So when Yashoda saw that Brahmand, she fainted. What did I see? Was that a dream? So ghost, what was it? So So immediately, there was a glimpse of universe, and then again she's taken over, overwhelmed by yoga maya, so that she remains the mother. So Krishna, without any traces of his godhood, Bhagavata, the Vaikuntha and all that. God is great, and awe and reverence, and Jaya Jagadisha Hare. That only begins when Krishna came to Mathura. Residents of Mathura, they came on the streets and they were greeting Krishna and Balaram and some arati performance. In Vrindavan, there's a stick. You get a stick. In Vrindavan, she's time to take lunch. Krishna is in the middle of his play and Yashoda, hey, stop, stop this. I say stop it. No, I'm playing. No, your father is waiting. It's time for lunch. It's 1 o'clock. And he was fasting yesterday. Something. So then, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is bewildered now. The friends say, the game is not over. You can't leave us, leave in the middle. Otherwise, tomorrow, we don't play with you. So Yashoda is dragging with a stick. Father is waiting. He had to drop everything. The friend said, no, 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 not now. Don't do this. So all these the prema madhurya of the Lord or leela madhurya of the Lord, Venu Madhurya of the Lord and Rupa Madhurya of the Lord. This is very exceptional. This is what makes him Krishna, Vrindavan Krishna. And he's just a child of Yashoda. And he's naughty. Children are naughty, so he's naughtiest. No one could match his naughtiness. It's natural for a child to be naughty, so he's being naughty. And Yashoda thinks it is her duty to control the child, or beat if necessary, chastise him, and all that. So these are out of this world. Yeah. Not only out of this world, but out of Vaikunth. These dealings are not even found in Vaikunth, are not in Dwaraka, not in Mathura also. This is Vrindavan's special, speciality of Vrindavan. What is it? You have some. I had to sing 4 songs. So we had Kirtan Mela yesterday, 16 hours. Now we'll have 8 hours of bhajans. This would require whole sandhya, bhajan sandhya. Yeah, so I think we covered some of the points related with in this verse. Yashoda has captured Krishna. That's the point. And what next, and next, and next that would follow? With the love for the Lord, and Yashoda is, when it comes to love for the Lord, that is Yashoda's love for the Lord, Nanda Maharaja's love for the Lord, and the coward boy's friend's love for the Lord, and the cows also love the Lord. And the water loves the Lord. Flowers love the Lord. And whole Vrindavan loves the Lord. And then what to speak of? Ramya ka chidupasana vrajavadhu vargenaya kalpita. The vrajavadhus, Gopangana, the young damsels of Braj. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took that as the supreme. If you're talking of loving the Lord, loving dealings with the Lord, gopis are as the glaring, the top most example. So these are, so with these loving dealings, then Lord is aham bhaktaha paradhinaha, aham bhaktaha paradhinaha. Adhinaha, bhakta adhinaha. My devotees control me. The loving devotees control them. When they have no love, then he controls them. Loving devotees. So Yashoda is that loving devotee. Okay, and besides this, the song idea, any other questions you have? Any questions, comments? Yeah. Okay, let's sing one short one.